Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Babongani.
Bongichuba ngibingelele kuwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele nakubafethu abangama-guest studio, ngibingelele nabalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi. Isihloko esithi self exaltation esisho ukuthi ke ukuziphakamisa nokuzikhukhumeza. Incwadi ke ka Exodus 9:17 ET, as yet you exalt yourself against my people in that you will not let them go. La uNkulunkulu wayeyazisa ke uFaro owayehlukumeza ke abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abaka-Israyeli ukuthi ke bangabantu bakhe. UNkulunkulu washo kahle kuFaro ethi usubavimbelani abantu bami.
Yeah.
Ungabavumeli ukuba bahambe na. Unelungelo uNkulunkulu ukusho lokho ngoba nguye yedwa onabantu. Ngiyahleka uma abaholi benhlangano zepolitiki beziphakamisa bethi our people, inkunzi malanga eseyalala kobandayo inkosi uMangope yayivele ithi bathu bame, abaholi bamabandla bathi isonto lami,
hey.
Izithandane zithi umuntu wami,
hey,
umuntu ungowaloyo owamdalayo owazi konke ngaye. First Kings chapter 1:5. U-Adoniya indodana kaHagathi waziphakamisa wathi mina ngiyakuba inkosi. Wazilungisela izinqola namahashi nabantu abangamashumi ayisihlanu ukugijima phambi kwakhe. Bakhona abantu abafana no-Adoniya abaziphakamisayo bethi baneziqu zemfundo beqamba ke amanga. Abanye ke bayaziphakamisa bethi bangabaprofeti bakaNkulunkulu, abapostoli nabafundisi abangagcotshwanga. Uma sebethotshiswa bayahlazeka ezweni basaleke sebempunga. Matthew 23:12. Kepha yiloyo naloyo oziphakamisayo uza kuthotshiswa, naloyo ozithobisayo uza kuphakanyiswa. Hosea 13:1. When Ephraim spoke trembling, he exalted himself in Israel, but when he offended through Baal worship, he died. Bakhona abantu abafana no-Ifrayimi abakade beyiphakamisa bazitholela ke icala lokukhonza ke izithombe bafa. Isibonelo yiloyo owakha umkhumbi iTitanic wayethi akakho uNkulunkulu, wafela kuwo lowo mkhumbi olwandle. Hosea 13:6 ithi when they had pasture they were filled and their heart was exalted, therefore they forgot me. Kukhona futhi abanye abantu abathi uma sebedla kahle besutha bese beyaphakama bamkhohlwe ke uNkulunkulu. Khona abadakwa ke izibusiso baphume emabandleni babuyele empilweni yasezweni. Obadiah 4, noma uphakama njengokhozi kubekwe isidleke sakho phakathi kwezinkanyezi, ngiyakwehlisa khona, usho uJehova. Romans 12:3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Khona ke abantu ke futhi ke nasensindisweni abayitshela ukuthi ke bona bangcono ke ngokushumayela ke kunabanye abantu. Abanye bayitshela ukuthi bona ke bayazi kangcono ngezwi likaNkulunkulu kwedlula ke abanye abantu. Noma sebephakeme abantu bendizela phezulu njengezinyoni, njengenyoni ukhozi dizela phezulu kunezinye, sebakhile izindlu ezinkulu bephethe umcebo, kumele bazi ukuthi what goes up comes down. Isaiah 40:31. But those who will wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles, They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I thank you, uNkulunkulu, anibusise egameni lika Jesu Christu. Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu inkosi kubuseke indlela esimanga. Babongani, we really, really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We're touching base on the matter of this this form of self-exaltation. Self-praise, self-acknowledgement, a form of lifting one above others and making one superior than others. That is what we're talking about. 012-334-1322.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Babu Mshongo.
Kuphi nakuphi la nikhona khona, ngiyanibingelela abalaleli bomsakazi omkhulu Radio Pulpit. Ngiyanibingelela egameni lomfelo wethu Jesu Christ. Umsakazi sakhula ngawo wasenza ukuthi sibe yiloku siyikho khona namhlanje.
Hallelujah.
Awu, siyawubonga lo msakazi. Sawubona Pastor Ray.
Sawubona
Putsipho. Sawubona Putjabo. Awu, the great man. Sawubona mphathi wami babumotha okhulumayo uBishop Mhlongo la eDaviton. Yes, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Enokukhulumayo sokumamela ende kuyasakha kuyasikhulisa. Ngina le verse elitholakala la encwadini kaJobe, Jobe 20 verse 6. Encwadini kaJobe 20 verse 6 uthi uJobe, na noma ubukhulu bakhe bakhuphukela ezulwini nekhanda lakhe lifinyelela emafini, uyakubhupha kuze kube phakade njengendla yakhe. Sengiyahloniphisa, abambonayo bayakuthi uphi na, iyakundiza njengephupho angabi asafunyana. I'm concerned kakhulu ngale verse. Yes, nanoma ngabe sikhuphukele ezulwini siphakeme ngokuyiphakamisa ngama-position, ngokuyiphakamisa ngama-title, lanka driver craze kangaka. Uthi usawubona, athi why ungathi sawubona my bishop.
Yo.
Nanoma ubukhulu bakhe bufinyelele, manganayo angenayo uNkulunkulu uyakubhubha. Sesimbize ngama-title, sesimgucele, sesihambe ngamadolo, sesimbambele amabhayibheli, sesiyenze konke ukujabulisa umphefumulo wakhe, kepha yena mahlulekile ukujabulisa uNkulunkulu, uyakubhubha njengoba iBhayibheli lishilo. Yes, asukugwemeni ngoba okunye mfundisi senziswa ukukhula noma ukuphakanyiswa uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu masekuphakamisa ugcina sofuna ukuyiphakamela. nabantu abasaroundile intuthuko noma iachievement. Se une executive siyaqala manje, hayi mfundisa usekho safe, kungcono sikutholele ama bodyguard. Ukhohle ukuthi ubuyaphi noNkulunkulu. And ukhohle ukuthi lezinto zenzakala empilweni yakho ingoba bewumlalela uNkulunkulu. Ungakhaleli ukushiywa uNkulunkulu. Kunaloko ufuna ukupleasa abantu njengafaro njengapilato wafuna ukujabulisa abantu wanikela ngoJesu maqedwa umshaya ngempama maqedwa umshaya ngempama enhlizweni yakhe bangamshaya ngempama beyazama ukujabulisa abantu so lisho njalo iBhayibheli lithi kuko konke sikwenzayo asukwenza for udumo lukaNkulunkulu ngangokuthi nangabe ukungamjabulisa uNkulunkulu yize leze amatitle nalamasofa agcwele emasontweni lamasofa Nkosi yami ngiyacela butisipho mangizile lapha enkonzweni iBhayibheli hayi ngiyakhona ukuzigukela Nkosi yami nokuasharwa abangikhombe bathi hamba uhlala lapha ngikhululekile impela noma ngingahlala emuva esilongizozwa izwi lenkosi mangizoshumayela mina ngifuna ukufika eli ngihlale ngilalele yonke inkonzo hayi sengizongena sengiashara ngiasharela ukuthi ngiyogibela ipulpit. Ngiyabonga kakhulu baphathi, may God bless you in Jesus name, amen.
Thank you so much Bishop Mhlongo, we really appreciate sir. Uthini uthi ufike eli before wonke umuntu? Hayi uyabona maso wenza njalo uyibambile.
Pula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe eliminyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-Open View 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Hey, greetings to you, my brother.
Thank you, ma'am.
Greetings in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, God is so great and so wonderful. Here is the song that I am bringing. Jonge guye, gamaxesha onke. A greetings to you, my brother, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you.
Unkulunkulu uyayigcina impilo yethu. Uyakhusela imimoya yethu. No matter what comes on our way, thina sithi somandla sigcine ngaso sonke isikhathi. You know there is a song that ebeyivelile evele echamke enhlizweni yami. Ithi Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your voice and sing, Hosanna to the highest. Hosanna to the King, Jerusalem.
Let's cut it there for a while, man. I tell you, we won't finish. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Listen, man, I promised you to play some songs, and I think this is one of them. I know many of you don't know this, but I love this song. Used to play it as a street kid, man. Where did I get the albums? Yes. We were being borrowed these things and we would tape them. And then when you wash a taxi, you come with your stuff. When you wash a taxi, you come with your stuff in your cassette. You play in that taxi. This is Aretha Franklin. Mary, don't you weep.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. I should say, one of those songs, a beautiful rendition indeed there. And you could feel it there. You know, she was one of the most respected piano players. And many people don't know that about Aretha Franklin. She was a piano player. Nevertheless, all right, and of course, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And I can tell you, calls are buzzing, but hey, come on, don't call me on that channel. Mr. Simwinji, I really appreciate Mr. Simwinji. I appreciate. Thank you so much. And let's see what Mr. Simwinji is saying just after this.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Welcome, sir.
Calvary greetings once again, Pastor. It's Francis Simwinji in Bloemfontein. I touched based on what is self-exaltation on my text message, and I thought I should send a voice note on how does self-exaltation manifest within believers or humans in human space. Pastor Ria, we are trapped actually in our own words, and that without noticing. Man is a self-seeking being. Since we are more connected to the physical being of our nature, and that is why we are most likely to respond to to things that we see, things that we touch, things what we hear. And by so doing, this is how the manifestation of self-exaltation comes in. We become self-seeking. We become self-seeking in terms of seeking recognition or praise, comparing ourselves to others, desiring control, dominance. And we often lack. There's often lack of humility in relationships, inability to admit mistakes, and resisting correction or accountability. So these are just some of the ways or means on how this self-exaltation manifests within us.
Mm-hmm.
And we must also remember that there is consequences also for self-exaltations. So Christians or people need to be aware of that as well. Pastor Ray, I'm really encouraged by the topics that you always come up with. Once again, I appreciate them because I am growing in them. And I would like to say thank you for that to the Radio Pulpit team. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Ayahi. Thank you so much, Mr. Simwinji. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. It is Him who guides us, and it is Him who teaches us. And you and I, my friend, we are learning together.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Mamorin.
Hey, my brother, even if it's not Jerusalem, Tina, the Gentiles who have received Christ as our Lord and personal Savior.
Yeah, man.
We sing unto Him.
Hey.
Yes, I have said Jerusalem, the song.
Yeah.
And it's in Bible, liti singa pumuli, singa eti.
When eti lwa pumuli.
The song, it speaks about Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Lift up your voices as Jews were the chosen one. Tina, we are the Gentiles. Singene ngani, ngomusa, sihlunyelelwe. Ikhona incwadi esho ukuthi thina sihlunyelelwe sifake obani. Hey, we are the, hey, sikumvini thina. As John chapter 15, iyasho ukuthi uJesu ungumvini. Tina, we are the branches, and the branches must bear the fruit. Good fruits, man. Hey? We should bear good fruits all the time and always, my brother. John chapter 15, Iasho, Iritina, we are the branches. Jesus Christ is the vine. Thank you very much. Ngiyabonga ukuthi ngempela sisambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi thina yena ungumvini. Thina, we are the branches. We have to bear fruits. Good fruits. Fruits that are edible. Edible fruits.
Yeah, man.
Umfino odlekayo.
Yeah.
Umroho odlekayo. Fruits that are edible. Masidleke uma singabantwana baNkulunkulu. Singababi, man. Sibe usawoti. Silinonge lelizwe. He? We are the light of the world.
Yes.
We are the salt, Tina. We must salt people, those that abaduma. You know, people abahlala beduma. Ubazwa ngani ngenkulumo. Ubona the conduct, the behavior. Ukuthi this person uduma. Unida ini the salt yani yezwi likaNkulunkulu. Tina, we are the light of the world.
Yeah.
Tina sisibane sikhanyisa ngasonke isikhathi ukuthi all the time and always we speak the word of God. Why? We speak to labo abaduma. Uyabona uma umuntu eduma.
Yeah.
Unid the salt, the salt which is the word of God.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Ngiyabonga bhuti wami enkosini.
Awuzeke. Thank you, Mam Maureen. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And let's hear what you're saying, man. Calls are buzzing in. Abel, thank you very much. Good evening, Pastor Ray. He says, Abel, Lapayana Uti, Matthew 6, verses 1 and 2. It's about your hand. It's about giving. Let your left hand not know what the right hand is doing. And when you do a noble thing, do not stand in the public places so that you'll be lifted up because you've done a noble thing. It's very important, you know. All right, Mr. Simwinji, I didn't get the message. He says, read that message which I hoped you would have before playing the voice note. Okay, let me check into the conversation. Maybe I can find the message. I don't have the message, Mr. Simwinji. The message I have, you sent 17 days ago when you were talking to Bashi, I think. Okay. So just before you go, my dear, can you please give me this coming Sunday's topic on Pastor Ray's program? That's the one. That's the one. And then from there, it's the voice message that I played 9 minutes ago. So please resend it, Mr. Simwinji. Then I will read it, my friend. I will read it. Please resend it. Then I will read it. I have checked and I do not have your message that you have sent as a text. I do not have. The message that you sent as a text, I do not have. All right. We're taking your calls 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this very issue. And there's a song that was done by the Winans some time ago, and then they did it with Anita Baker, and then it was also redone by Margaret. Almost. Check it out. It's beautiful.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Babongani.
Evening, Pastor Ray, and your guest in the studio, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The topic: self-exaltation. What are the results of those people who exalt themselves? We read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 12 to 15, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the furthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, yet shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit. We get education to serve God in humbleness. Let us not create a value on what we have,
We don't have to be conscious of what we have. God blesses us of what we have. The word of God is calling us to come down to humble ourselves. Self can be a stumbling block of what God wants to do with our lives. God fought with sin in humbleness. He made himself nothing. He took the nature of a servant. That's why he was able to wash the feet of his disciples. He was made in the human likeness. What are the results of those who humble themselves? We can read in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 9. Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. I thank you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. May the Father bless you too, sir. We really, really, really appreciate.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Hey, we are wrapping up. Let me get back to our guests and let me start with you. Jabu, let me come back to you, my friend. When we talk about the very notion. Okay, I don't know what happened here. Let's see, I've lost to Chablan, I've lost to Sipo, I've lost everyone. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, Sawubona Dumela, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami, kunjani?
Sikhona, man, Brother Ray. Ngibulise kumfundisi umothe, umfundisi Chablan Dominic, nomfundisi Sipo Khadebe, Brother Ray.
How's it
going? Ngibuye ngithi futhi izolo kube ngcono, Brother Ray.
Hey, bengise Limpopo. I was in Limpopo, man, the whole day.
Yeah, I know.
I only drove back namhlanje. Early in the morning, 5 o'clock, I was driving back because of some burglary alarms that were in my house. So I had to drive another 3 hours ngibuye back. You know, yeah, but it's fine. No, it's fine. Then I drove to Mpumalanga, I went to church, then drove back and came here in Pretoria. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
I only slept for 1 hour. Marangyolala, mangsukala, I'm going to sleep, man.
Yeah, we're Pumula, man.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, botini, wait, give money, lama go, listen. I'm going to go to the voice here. Hey,
there are victories to be won.
Yes.
As shy as if we city team, as in no go na banya bantu. Ngomanje lena iyachiya kube I try that already. Ngoba nathi sathola umusa ka Jesu Kristu. Yena owathi endodana kaNkuluNkulu wazehlisa. Njengoba babonga nesashilo uthi wathatha amanzi wageza izinyawo zabafundi bakhe.
Yeah.
Ine ebandleni lika Jesu Kristu. Today we are more concerned in controlling others. Kepa tina ngoti, tingana self-control kwa zani. Proverbs 16, verse 18, pride goes before destruction. Uguzila, uyandulela, uguchiswa, nomoyo vipenyayo. Wandulela, uguwa. Njoba besu ukoti lele, 1 Peter 5, verse 6, yona, ikhuluma ngokuzithoba brotheri. Ngaloko zithobeni phansi kwesandla sikaNkuluNkulu esinamandla ukuze yena enzeni asiphakamise brotheri. Ngesikhathi esifaneleyo. Yona ikhuluma nge-humility. ukuzithoba singazikhukhumisi singami nepride. Kanti kumathiya Filimoni 1:3 umpostoli Paulo uthi makube kini umusa nokuthula okuvela kuNkulunkulu ubaba wethu nasenkosini yethu Jesu Kristu. Ngiyabonga kakhulu madoda.
Kubonga mina phuthu wami, kubonga mina, inkosi kubuse ngendlela eyisimanga.
Nawe nabafowethu bonke lapha, to God be the glory, my brother.
All the time, sir. Thank you so much. Blessings. Phuthi, sawubona. Yebo baba. Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, kuthole futhi stress.
Yeah.
Kiphela bonke abaziphakamisa ukwehlise phansi. Ngiyathelela abantu ezindaweni zabo.
Yeah.
Okay, ngiyabonga mfundisi.
UNkulunkulu akubusise ngendlela eyisimanga.
Okay, yazi mfundisi bengifuna ukuthini.
Uh-uh.
Before ngiphuma ukuthi angabafundisi naye bakhona belungu lapho bakhuluma ama-chapter namavesi fast yabona. Manje kunabantu abama-slow-learners nama-gifted. Manje ukuthi ama-slow-learners awa-accommodate-ke yabona.
Ngiyakuzwa mngani wami, ngiyakuzwa.
Ngicela ukuthi nabangawakhuluma slowly.
So shy slow. Yeah, angizokwenza njalo. Yeah, no akunaki. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngiyabonga. All right. Okay. All right. Angazi makube uSipho sisekhona na ora kaseko. Ngisengathi nginyamalalele. Jabu, what do you say finally? What's your final words?
No ekugcineni my friend ukuthi asiqapheleni kakhulu ukuthi singazidli singazigugumezi singazibizi which outcomes the topic that we're discussing self exaltation.
Yes sir.
So in Galatians 6:3 the word of God says, for if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Let God be the one, our Father, be the one who names us and also who puts us. Let us not be the ones who positions ourselves and expect people to position us or name us. Let us humble ourselves, because we know that when we are humble, he will lift us up. But when we are proud, we will be demoted. Thank you, my friend.
Sure. Absolutely. We should be careful. And Sipho, ekugcineni wena uthini imfoka baba?
Ibhayibheli uthi uJohane umfundisi ebona uJesu wathi nali iwundu kaNkulunkulu elisusa izono zehlabathi. Athi futhi kwenye indawo simele ukuncipha yena phakame. In order for us to stand against the spirit of self-exaltation is to make Christ being bigger than us, making him the center of our preaching, making him the center of everything that God has done. We are what we are today. It is because of Yeshua Mashiach, the great I am. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I'm trying to reach umfundisi Motha because naye ngimluzile nje kancane. Kodwa sengathi ngiyamthola. Mfundisi Motha, what's your final say?
Mfundisi siyabonga kakhulu nje lami lokugcina ngingasho ukuthi ukusikhukhumeza kuyasilahlekisa. So bake sifunde ukuzithoba, sifunde ukuzehlisa, sifunde ukuhlonipha nokuthanda abanye abantu as the Father loved us, my brother.
Absolutely. And of course, angazi makube, how many of you remember this guy bathi Andre Crouch? Hi. Abamazi abazongitshela ukuthi bazo ayandantanzi ekumara labona. Yeah. Amabrube wangapintsha abantu ngaleza inkathi. Bambani kancane before sahamba nginithi nje kancane.
657 AM streams of blessings.
I don't know if you will remember this song. This is one of the songs that's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'll just play a bit of it before we say bye. Just a bit. JD has sent a message that is almost 10 minutes long, man. Lenki says, Dumelang bonta temreneng, self-exaltation is similar to self-love and self-importance beyond measure. Kinnayimi, me, myself, and I. Ki mental problem. This is from Lenki. Lenki, thank you so much. Hey, this is a mental problem. Just a bit of this, just a bit of this.
Blessed evening, men of God. Kagiso Doyi here from all the way from Rustenburg. I bless the Lord for having an opportunity to be part and to interact. I always listen to the station, and I'm very blessed with the work that is done by the servants of God in the station. May God bless the station, and may He grow the station and bless all the servants in the station. Concerning the topic that is being discussed today and shared tonight, I would just like to add or speak something concerning that. Without wasting any more time, the Bible in First Corinthians chapter number 13, I will just pick one verse there, and it speaks of love. It says, "The love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up." So self-exaltation, men of God, it is the result of lack of selflessness, and self-exaltation, it is the result of self-love. Because when you know, the absence of love, actually, you know, because even in the book of Timothy, Paul says to Timothy that the time is coming where men will be lovers of themselves. So when you have love, there is no way that you can exalt yourself before others, because love is selfless. In other words, you are concerned with others. You are not ignorant to your needs, but you are more concerned for other beings. So,
all right, this is what is happening. JD, your message is almost 10 minutes long, and we were only left with 5 minutes. And my issue is, I would love to play your message, all of it, you know, especially when you talk about the topic. I'd like to play all of it. If you can divide it into two in future, just divide it into two or into three. Send in three messages that are 3 minutes long or 4 minutes long, so that we can have, you know, a good clear and say of you. I feel so bad that we had to cut you. Jabu, thank you so much. Much blessings to you, sir.
Thank you very much, my friend. May God bless you. Abalalele bonke mfundisi Motha, mfundisi Sipho, ngithanda kakhulu.
Awusoke. Mfundisi Motha, thank you so much, sir. Much blessings.
Thank you so much, my brother. May the Lord continue to increase you and more. Mfundisi Sipho, mfundisi Jabulani, nabalalele emakhaya, ngiyanthanda kakhulu bafowethu, be blessed.
Sipho mfana kithi, ube sharp sani.
Ah, ngiyabonga Khosimani, Nkosi ngigcinele wena. Mfundisi Mothe, Jabulani Dominic, balaleli, God bless you. Amen.
Awuzeke, thina siyapopoza sithi popozan.
Popozan.
Hey, nibe right majitami, sizocavana futhi, sizokhuluma futhi. I'm back Tuesday here between 6 and 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 8. Actually, amen. Tuesday, 6 to 9, because on Tuesday, that is 8 o'clock. That is 6 to 8, and then at 8 o'clock, I'm doing Men's Dialogue. There's a new program that we are doing. It's called Men's Dialogue. So we're featuring organizations of men, all organizations of men. Abumhlongolo abaku Men of Hope, ngizobamema beze to do their thing. We trust the Father is doing you good. Next week, we are going to be touching base on spiritual discernment. Not just a discernment, but a spiritual one. Isinkhubulayela ne, go ba mufukeng. a spiritual one. We will be looking into that next week. We trust the Father will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much to the King above all else. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. In the name of the Father, the Creator. And we bless him so much. In the name also of his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, who by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he teaches us all things by his Spirit. He teaches us all things. He guides us into all truth. And we thank him. From me and all my friends, we say, Tuda Rabbah.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.